It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's. Think about them for lunch today. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We are so happy to have with us. I love this woman, and she is so smart, and I love it when she comes on. She's with us every week. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. She joins us. Megan, I'll bet you you're one happy woman today after seeing that Mueller report.
Oh, I think we've got 63 million people that are very happy today after we've been drugged through the mud for the last 2.5 years on a fabricated, manufactured document that was used as the basis to launch a counterintelligence spy operation, which led to the special counsel. We cannot forget that this whole entire special counsel witch hunt, if you will, was based on a lie. It was based on manufactured evidence. Everything related to the special counsel sham investigation over the last 2 years should be thrown out, because if we were dealing in a court of law, for example, and I was a lawyer and you were a judge, and I said, hey, judge, the police planted evidence in this case. I'm the defense lawyer. The police planted evidence in this case. That is what's called fruit of the poison tree. The entire investigation, everything related to it, should be thrown out. And as a judge, you would be required to say you're absolutely right. There is no place in our judicial system or legal system that allows manufactured evidence, planted evidence, or lying to a judge. And that's exactly what the Barack Obama administration did, especially when it came to the FISA court.
I want to ask you, the president has been a little muted. There's been no major victory lap yet. The president's going to speak in Michigan on Thursday at a rally. Is it time for a presidential victory lap, a full-throated, hey, in your face?
Well, I think he's been doing that somewhat. I was just watching a press conference that he had kind of impromptu while he was sitting with Netanyahu. And he basically called the whole entire scheme illegal. He said that there were a lot of evil people that were behind this, and they hope to bring those evil people to justice. There are plenty of criminals that are walking along free, much like James Comey, who tweeted out yesterday, I believe, staring up into the sky through the trees. He has so many questions. Yeah, actually, Lindsey Graham has a lot of questions, too. And so Lindsey Graham tweeted back, I look forward to speaking with you. We look forward to additional testimony that will likely prove that Barack Obama himself knew exactly what his DOJ and his FBI were doing. So the question remains, what did Obama know and when did he know it?
You mentioned at the very top the 63 million people that voted for President Trump. My question is, you know, the challenge is going to be for President Trump. How do you make that 63 million become 69 million or 71 million? Do you think there are any people on the other side or even independents that will look at what Robert Mueller did and say, well, I guess the president was right. He didn't do it.
Yeah, I still believe that we have plenty of free-thinking people that haven't been completely sabotaged or lemonized, if you will, lemonized, if that's a word, by the lying mainstream media. For 2.5 years, we had a mainstream media hell-bent on taking down this president and protecting Democrats. They abandoned all journalistic integrity and ethics when it came to covering this story. They assumed that he was guilty before being proven innocent. Geez, where have I heard that before? Does that have rings? Yes. Does that have any rings to it? Yes, it has plenty of rings to it. But all we have to do is look at the presidential polling numbers, for example. He's still polling at 50%, which is higher than Barack Obama. He has gained momentum specifically amongst suburban women. Let's not forget, suburban women resoundingly voted for Democrats in 2018. According to latest polls, 50% of those suburban women that voted for Democrats support Donald Trump, specifically when it comes to immigration. Let's not forget Hispanic demographics. Hispanics have nearly doubled their numbers to 40% approval rating of this president. And then, of course, we have Black Americans who are polling around, depending on the poll, 23 to 28%. So this is why the Democrats are completely apoplectic. This is why the Democrats are offering amnesty and offering reparations and offering free this and free that. Because they want to keep those people who they have held on their plantation for decades remaining on the chains of government.
Jerry Nadler yesterday on the Sunday shows, he went on just about all of them. And one of the things that he said is that he wants all of the information out, all of it. That correct me if I'm wrong, and you may know this better than I do, that would violate federal law. You cannot reveal grand jury testimony and some of this stuff that is, intelligence stuff. You can't release it, but Nadler wants it all released. Do they want to break the law?
Well, they already have, so why not? Why not keep breaking the law? Because until there's accountability, they will continue to break the law. The Democrats know that the whole entire document can't be released. They know that, but they believe that they have enough stupid people on their side to believe this garbage, to believe this new talking point. Release the document. Release the whole document. As Bernie Sanders said yesterday, I want the whole damn thing. Well, you can't have the whole damn thing, much like there's no such thing as a free lunch. So the Democrats are relying on the stupidity of the American people, much like Jonathan Gruber said they relied on, in order to pass Obamacare. They're believing that they've got a majority that's going to believe their latest lie and their latest scam, that this report needs to be made public. Well, certain parts of the report can be made public, but then other parts of the report will have to be redacted. And then guess what the Democrats will say? See, they're withholding evidence. This is obstruction. They've redacted parts of the report. When in fact, that's the legal thing to do.
The people I fear, well, really feel for, are the people that have gotten caught up in this, not because of Russian collusion, but for lying to Congress, lying to federal investigators, perjury, whatever it might be. And I'm wondering, the question's already come up, and it's everybody's kind of afraid to even touch the word, and that is pardons. Does there need to be some sort of a blanket pardon so that everybody gets out of jail, maybe even Michael Cohen, that everybody, Manafort, Michael Flynn, Papadopoulos, all these different people that got caught up in this can be made whole?
Well, again, this whole entire investigation and the investigations related to this primary investigation was predicated and based on a lie. It was based on fabricated evidence. It was based on political opposition research, circular reporting, no hard evidence. I mean, who is so sick and twisted to come up with a story about golden showers and Russian hookers? Now, I went and saw Team America about 10 years ago. That was produced by the South Park creators. They're sick and twisted. But Fusion GPS and Democrat operatives came up with this salacious, unverifiable dossier. So salacious and unverifiable that James Comey testified that it was salacious and unverifiable. But it didn't stop him or Rod Rosenstein or a dozen other people signing off on a FISA application numerous times, which launched a counterintelligence operation, which unmasked hundreds of people illegally in and around a presidential campaign, which was Trump's campaign. So all of those people that got caught up in the dragnet of this illegal spy operation, otherwise known as Spygate, should be exonerated, should be pardoned, and should be made whole as far as restitution of the millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars it took them to protect themselves from an illegal investigation.
I share, in fact, you and I are 100% in lockstep. I even think they ought to get their attorney's fees. There's some of these people that were making, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year, and all of a sudden they've got tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees because of this. I think they should be made whole, too.
Well, absolutely, and that's what I mean by complete restitution. I mean, look at what happened. Did Robert Mueller know that there was no collusion before he sent in armed FBI agents to Roger Stone's house at 6:30 in the morning? If I were Trump and I wanted to basically throw the Democrats into a rage spiral, I would start pardoning everybody immediately, specifically Michael Flynn. That should be the first pardon, because he has been ruined, financially ruined. A general has been ruined by a manufactured document, a falsified document. And so he should be pardoned. He lost his house that he raised his children in for decades. He's now living with family. See, this is what the Democrats do. If they can't come after you politically, they'll come after you financially, and they'll use the weight of the federal government to destroy you. The only person with deep pockets enough to withstand the pressure and to withstand the financial assault is a billionaire like Donald Trump.
Wow. I've got to ask you about the 800-pound elephant in the room, and we're still monitoring what they're up to, but the fake news media that called, called Trump treasonous and belongs behind bars and blah, blah, blah. First of all, you've been monitoring the reaction. I'm curious what you think of there's just not a lot for them to say, except maybe I'm sorry, and they haven't said that yet.
Well, don't expect an apology from the media, because they just have to figure out what the next Democrat talking points are, and they'll simply just recycle those into headlines in order to continue to keep the people stupid. It's the mainstream media's job to keep the people stupid. And how better do you keep the people stupid than produce propaganda? A propaganda which is just nothing but a patchwork quilt of lies to deceive and manipulate the perceptions of the reader or the consumer. And so the mainstream media, don't expect any apologies. Don't expect them to be censured. Don't expect them to lose their jobs. They are doing the bidding on behalf of the DNC. And until there's accountability, where we see former administration officials being perp walked, then there will be continued disinformation campaign. Because we cannot be a law-abiding society if we are operating under two separate systems of justice. Those who are politically connected aren't held accountable. And but yet those, like if I, for example, Kevin, destroyed 30,000 emails after a subpoena was given because those emails were evidence, I would not be out in the woods walking around, selling books, going to Broadway shows like Hillary Clinton. No, I would actually be sitting in jail. If I lied to Congress, I would be sitting in jail. So Comey is still walking around. Andrew McCabe is still walking around. James Clapper is still walking around. John Brennan, who voted for a communist, is still walking around tweeting threats at the president. So until there's accountability, we can't expect that there will be accountability in the media.
Wow. In our final couple of minutes, did you have a chance to see any of Lindsey Graham's news conference this morning?
I did not. I've been on the airwaves.
I figured you probably were. Lindsey Graham says he's promising to talk with James Comey and others. He doesn't know whether he thinks it's proper to visit with Robert Mueller, but it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Megan, this is fascinating. The dumb thing is, I don't think it's over. I think we got a long ways to go, but certainly a big milestone for the president, for his administration, for his defenders, for people like you and me. We have been proven right, and the president, I tweeted out last night, thank you, Mr. President, for telling us the truth. And we now know the truth. It's always great to see you, and we will talk with you again soon.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. You can find her any of those places. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, Kevin Wall with you till nine, till high noon. High noon today. We are all in a victorious mode. The president has been totally vindicated. Mike Pence said that this morning. Lindsey Graham said as much. The Democrats are talking a different term. Let's take you to a quick piece of sound from here in Las Vegas, where Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, better known as Beto, he was in town yesterday, made three different appearances, totaling maybe 1,000 people. It was like 100 here and 100 there. It was not a big, huge rollout, let me put it this way. But Beto was asked about his reaction to the release of the Robert Mueller report.
I have been at events with people in Las Vegas all day, have not had a chance to read it.
Well, it said they couldn't find obstruction or collusion, but he's not been completely exonerated. Response.
Yeah, I would hate to respond to something that I haven't seen or read for myself. I hope this is something that the entire American public can read, and that we can make informed decisions for our democracy and the future of this country based on the investigation that was done. And so, like any American, I want to read it and make sure that I understand what has happened.
Okay. You know what happened. You've seen news conferences. You've read most probably the Attorney General's report. One of the things we're going to do in our next 90 minutes, you've heard a lot of the talking heads. I want to hear from you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What do you make of what happened yesterday and over the weekend relative to the Robert Mueller report? Is it total vindication, as the vice president has said already today? Or is it something different? Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, Save the Whales Party, call me now, live and local, now.
And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. I've got two reasons for really good news to bring you. First off, the president is going to be in Southern Nevada April 6th for a speech. And my guess is he will talk a lot. I'm guessing he will talk a lot about the Mueller report. We'll have details a little bit later on. The other piece of news, and it is making my phone blow up, Michael Avenatti, the former attorney for Stormy Daniels, has been charged by federal prosecutors with attempting to extort millions of dollars out of Nike. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. What a weasel of the first order, Michael Avenatti. And now the feds have caught up with him. This should be interesting to see how he tries to weasel his way out of that. Now, one of the things I wanted to do in the next 90 minutes, and that is give you a chance to react as consumers, as voters. You may be among the 63 million people that voted for businessman Donald J. Trump as our 45th president. It may well be that you didn't vote for Trump. Regardless of where you stand, I want to find out about what happened the last 24 to 48 hours, the release of the Mueller report, the summary by William Barr. How do you feel about it? Is it as people like me and Megan Barth and others, we believe it's total vindication? You may not feel that way. Call me right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think the president has been vindicated. Do you think, there were a lot of questions about the Robert Mueller investigation. The president called it a witch hunt. Maybe thousands of times. He said there was no Russian collusion. President said that 234 times. Now the question is, and by the way, according to the Mueller report, the president has been vindicated. What do you think? In fact, let's go to your phone calls. Let's begin with Ducky. Ducky, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
So Avenatti's going down now. That's good news. Hats off to that. Hats off to the president for signing the Golan Heights thing this morning with Israel. That's fabulous as well. Megan Barnes is a hottie. I completely adore her. As far as what happened yesterday, and as far as the trip from Beto, the Bocho Huero, yesterday, that whole thing, how many school lunches would the millions and millions of dollars that they spent trying to do something nasty to Trump, how many school lunches would that have bought?
Yeah, 25 million dollars worth of school lunches is a lot of lunches.
Oh man, we got filet mignon and lobster tail for that kind of money, you know. Jeez, these people. As far as the entire Democratic Party, all of the Marxists, all of the Leninists, the Trotskyites, the progressives, the left, liberals, that whole thing, the only thing I can say about what has happened in the last 48 hours is,
Yeah, in Catholic high school, we used to have a thing. Cassie Smedley, who we had on in the first hour, she went to St. Teresa's Academy, which was the all-girl school. I went to Rockhurst High School, the all-boys school. And the one thing we always did is when people would start chanting different things about rich guys and preppies and all of that stuff, we'd just point to the scoreboard and chant, "Scoreboard, scoreboard." That's essentially what we're talking about. Now, what is interesting, about 5 minutes ago, I opened up our lines, and I invited everybody. I invited Republicans, Democrats, Save the Whales Party, Libertarians, anybody. And you know what? I can't find any Democrat who has an opinion on this. You think maybe they're keeping a rather low profile for a reason? That's what's so sad about this. Okay, I'm going to go to the audio sound bites just very quickly. By the way, if you are a Democrat, we are going to hold open one line for Democrats at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is there anybody willing to say, "I'm sorry"? Is there anybody willing to call and say, you know, we made a mistake. We thought he was treasonous. We thought the president broke the law. We were just dead certain, but we were wrong. The Robert Mueller investigation, no evidence of collusion with the Russians. None. Zero. Nada. Anybody big enough on the Democrat side to say, okay, we got it wrong. And I'll give you 5 or 10 minutes to get in. And again, that's 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm dying to know if there are any Democrats that are willing to say, okay, you know, we let Robert Mueller run its course. And that's kind of sad. Let's begin with Devin Nunes. Let's go to cut one real quick, and then we'll get to your calls. Devin Nunes is the ranking member, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and was on Fox and Friends yesterday reacting to the release of the Mueller report.
Any part of this investigation, and we can show you how fraudulent it is, but I think the most important item that comes to mind is our congressional investigation was obstructed by the Department of Justice and the FBI. That is a crime. So that's one of the first things that they should look at. And you can start with, among many things, the McCabe text messages that just broke on Friday that weren't given to the Congress, which are extremely critical because it shows that they knew that one of their sources that they had submitted to the FISA court was not credible, which is what we've been saying forever. And somehow McCabe text messages escaped Congress. And you've seen that over and over again. Things have been redacted. It's a lot like, you know, this whole thing looking for collusion. It was all a lie and a myth.
Jerry Nadler is the chairman. He's now the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And was on with Dana Bash on, where was this, on CNN. Let's go to cut two real quick. Because this, to me, is kind of the fallback position for Democrats. And by the way, we've screened like 15 calls, and we can't find one Democrat that's willing to step forward and say, okay, the president didn't lie to us about this. The president told the truth. There was no Russian collusion. This is cut two. Jerry Nadler with Dana Bash on CNN.
You believe the president has obstructed justice. You still believe that?
Well, there have been obstructions of justice, whether they're criminal obstructions is another question. But we have the special prosecutor is limited in scope. His job was limited in scope and limited to crimes. What Congress has to do is look at a broader picture. We are in charge. We have the responsibility of protecting the rule of law, of looking at obstructions of justice, at looking at abuses of power, at corruption, in order to protect the rule of law so that our democratic institutions are not greatly damaged by this president.
So on
And
on that very note, if Robert Mueller comes out in his report and suggests very strongly or states flat out that he agrees with you that the president obstructed justice or that the president may have committed some crime that DOJ guidelines don't allow to be indicted, will you begin impeachment proceedings?
It's way too early to speculate about that. Remember, it is true the Justice Department thinks that they cannot indict a sitting. More important that all the evidence be given to Congress and the American people, because while the normal rule is, and it's a good rule, that if you're not indicting someone because you don't have enough evidence, you don't then smear their name by saying they did these terrible things. If you're not indicting someone because you can't, as a matter of law, then you can't hold the president accountable. The only other institution that can is Congress, and you should not then hide the evidence because that converts it into a cover-up.
Well, if you do that, here's the difficulty. Here's the dilemma that Jerry Nadler and the Democrats face. If they do release all of this, it will be a violation of federal law. You cannot reveal the investigation in a grand jury. It's sacrosanct. Sorry, but it is. It's, and by the way, it's not my rule. It's not my law. So let me just ask you this. This notion of, well, we need to know all of it. Are you not willing to just take on faith? Robert Mueller is determined. There is no evidence of collusion. Do you not trust your own guy if you're a Democrat? I mean, it is so weird the way Democrats over the years, they were PO'd at Comey. Then they loved Comey. They loved Robert Mueller. Now that the report is essentially out, they don't like Comey. They don't like Robert Mueller. I mean, these Democrats just—I mean, they're like a leaf in the breeze. Our phone line's available to you right now. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side of the break. Is that fair? You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we're still waiting for our one Democrat caller who is willing to say, okay, we were wrong. You were right. I mean, I'm not saying we should all take a victory lap, although I know that it's tempting to do. But we'll find out together. We'll get to your calls coming up live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. To your phone calls we go. I've got one line open. That's all I got. You can have it right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ed. Ed, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this Beto guy was in town. A friend of mine had to drive down Eastern, and he was at some coffee shop. And there, as you say, there were just a couple hundred people there, and they said they were mostly white, as much as he's trying to appeal to Hispanics, no blacks. But he's sort of a Hillary Clinton type person. He won't give an answer on. They asked, well, what about the Mueller report? Oh, I haven't read it. And he says he's for cannabis. Did you visit the cannabis shop? Oh, I didn't have time. Well, there's one on every corner, right?
Oh yeah.
And so, I mean, he's a Hillary Clinton bloviator that, like, I mean, you ask her about TPP trade deal, and she'd give a long-winded answer on cannabis, a long-winded answer. I mean, that he just is non-committal on practically anything other than, you know, Trump bad or whatever. But he's top candidates, I think he's the weakest. I mean, the UK betting shops have Biden, Bernie, and Harris sort of, 5-1, 6-1, that sort of thing. And he's a little bit behind. But I think if you wanted a ringer, I mean, when he crawls up on everything, kind of like he's directing traffic in downtown Managua, Nicaragua or something, flailing his arms around. And he just sort of has this viewpoint that he's the person to bring America together. And, you know, I mean, America's not going to ever get together on some of these contentious issues like guns and abortion, foreign policy, and we've never been together very much. But he's their weakest candidate, in my opinion, of the top people. Just non-committal.
Hey, Ed, can I tell you, I absolutely agree with you. And the Fox News, this new Fox News poll out, and he is he's not among the top two or three. You know, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are up there. I will simply tell you, my initial impressions of Beto or Robert Francis O'Rourke, I'll just tell you that there's no there. There's no substance there. And you're right. When you ask him a question, he doesn't give you a definitive answer. And again, I watched some of his news conference. Well, not a news conference, but a photo op yesterday, and the same thing. There's just no. There's no there, which I mean, if you're going to be a presidential candidate and you're going to be out in coffee shops and diners, and people are going to ask you a question, you better have an answer, a policy answer. And right now, he just doesn't have it. Frank, what do you make of what's been going on the last few days?
Well, your comment, Bagel O'Dork is in the top two or three as far as money in the coffer. He's got $9 million. Unbelievable. Love. I know Soros has got to be one of the contributors. The L.A., New York Slime, the Washington Compost, the Chicago Spittoon, the San Francisco Comical, not one retraction of even back of 2 years. And not that any of the networks or Fox even has time. The New York Times actually just printed the news on the front page for the first time in, 2 years, we'll say. Russia, 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 Marsha, 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 they pivoted, and Gillibrand. So he's not a terrorist or a treasonist. According to her, he's a crook. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin. Has he been indicted? And mind you, previous President Führer Hussein, he couldn't even pass a background for Timbuktu, population 800, America, anywhere, to be a cop. And he became president. And your first guest, you know, we said divide and conquer. No, it's past that. It's divided. The activists in the Democrat Party, they're also out of the Star Trek movie, The Borg. Whereas if you do not assimilate, we will destroy you. Thank you for your time, buddy.
There you go. There you go. That's Frank. Thank you. By the way, Michael Avenatti was arrested and charged with extortion. Federal prosecutors. This is great news. Michael Avenatti, slimeball extraordinaire, may end up doing hard time. I'm telling you. You know, you never wish ill on people. But can I tell you something? My late mother used to say this all the time, and she said it more about health, about people in her church, people that were dying off or that had been hospitalized for this or that. And she would always say these words, you know what? He gave it to himself. You know, he was a diabetic. He was the guy that always ate extra donuts on Sunday after Mass. He had two and three and sometimes four donuts after Mass. He gave it to himself. And the same could be said of Michael Avenatti. Nah, it's and by the way, if you wonder why people, you know, it's like on Ash Wednesday. You know all the Catholics because they got the ashes on their forehead. You know all the people that are smiling today. And not just because of the Robert Mueller report. Sometimes the karma train catches up with you. And that's what's happening to Michael Avenatti. Anyway, more on that. Plus, we're going to get to more of your phone calls. Your reaction to the Mueller report. What does it mean? Is it really good news for the president? We'll talk about that. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs.